neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
My DVC.
Welcome to Community Hall and My DVC Podcast. We're so glad that you've joined us tonight. And as we talk about a topic that we're all very excited to talk about, tonight's theme is what is the best Epcot festival? Now, as a DVC member, you might be wondering, why on a DVC show are we going to talk about festivals? Well, let me just say this. DVC owners love to party, right? Anybody out there agree with that? We love to come up with any excuse we can to go to our favorite place, to go to Disney World or go to Disneyland or wherever. And it's kind of nice because sometimes we want to go and just enjoy the magic without worrying about all the trappings. And a festival is a perfect time to do that, to just simply go. You could go to the parks if you want. You can ride the rides if you want, but there's plenty to do even without that. And so we want to talk about that tonight. And all of us have our own ideas on what we love best, but to really talk about it and decide which one is the best, I need some help. So I'll send out a connection for Alicia. There we go.
Hey, Brad.
What does that show? You call for a lifeline? We got Alicia joining us tonight. Good to see you. And Marianne's joining us again tonight. Super.
Hi, everybody.
And Jake.
Hey,
Jake the man.
Yeah. Happy Sunday, guys.
Yeah. So if you weren't in the pre-show, you missed our conversation in the beginning. Our beloved leader is on an airplane right now, flying. We were waiting to see if we'd get any text from him, but we won't now because his plane has left LAX and is headed across the water to Aulani. Poor, poor, poor Chad. We're all feeling bad for him. Maybe later, but so he's left us to talk about this, and so we're excited to jump into it tonight. As we look at the four main festivals that are celebrated there at Disney World. Now, one that's getting ready to launch, the next one that's getting ready to launch is the Festival of the Arts. That usually comes in around January. It's interesting with the four festivals. It used to be there was space in between them, right? Doesn't seem like there is anymore. It seems like one stops and a week later, the other one starts, right? So Festival of the Arts starts in January. Now, who's the person that's the character that's the mascot for that one? Anybody know?
We got Figment.
Figment. Okay. Breaking out a blast from the
sense.
Past.
Imagination, right?
Yeah,
Imagination. Festival of the Arts. It makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And then Flower and Garden. How many of you been to Flower and Garden on the team tonight? Yeah, just Jake and I, huh? Yeah. It always falls at spring break. And that's when we would many times, if we couldn't go in at Christmas, we'd try to go at spring break. And so we've been to several of those. And Spike the Bee is the mascot. Have you ever seen Spike the Bee?
Only on the merchandise. I don't think he's a character who's out flying around, but he's definitely on all the merch and the pins. But
okay, that's why I haven't seen him. So, and then third up, that one usually runs in the springtime into summer, and then give it about a week off, and then suddenly the new extended version of what seems to be one of the favorites, Food and Wine Festival, starts up, and that's in the summer and usually carries through a good chunk of the fall as well.
There is a lot of food and wine to experience, so it takes a while.
I'm kind of a year now.
Yeah.
I think it started as a fall festival to bring people to the parks in the fall, but now everybody wants to go to Food and Wine, so Disney keeps creeping it. Out and out. So now I think it starts in August. Gosh, next year will probably start in July.
This year in 2020. So
yeah, I believe you're right. I think it started, didn't it start like right after summer ended? And in the beginning it was just kind of a filler up until like Halloween, and then But now it's just nonstop. So this is making a year round event.
I'm not complaining though. You know.
Yeah.
No, not complaining. No, at all. No.
And then last but not least is the Festival of the Holidays. That one starts usually late November, usually right at Thanksgiving or the week after Thanksgiving. That's when the real launch starts, the week of or the week after. And this one's unique because I didn't realize for a long time that they actually referred to it as a festival. To me, it was just, well, that was the holidays and they started and everything started changing. But technically, it is considered one of their festivals. And now, in true festival fashion, they've added food and everything into it like they have all the other festivals. So now it really is a festival. So with that in mind, let me kind of launch with the first question. What's your favorite festival theme and decor? We're asking those of you that are watching online to share with us, what is your favorite theme and decor of all of the festivals? If you've been to one, why do you like it? And which one do you prefer? If I was to pick one, I'm going to be careful here because I know I'm not the only one on the panel tonight who's going to answer this one as their favorite. So I won't take it all. Hint to Jake. But my favorite is the Festival of the Holidays, the Holiday Festival. There is nothing better than Disney at Christmas time for me. If I could go Christmas every year, not necessarily Christmas Day, but those holidays, I would do it every year. We did several years where we would take the kids out of school the week after Thanksgiving. I know we're naughty, but they're A-plus students, so what can I say? But and then when the crowds were small and all the holiday stuff started setting in, man, what an experience that was. And so, when you talk about theme and decor, is there anything easier to basically take over than Christmas, right? I mean, the resorts have it. You got the chocolate merry-go-round at Beach Club, and you've got the famous gingerbread house at Grand Floridian, and I could go on and on. There's so many things. Unfortunately, this year, those things weren't a part, but they're coming back, right? Everybody believing for this year, Christmas?
They were there a little bit, they were just scaled back a lot.
Yeah, there was some of the main things weren't there, but there were still...
I love that idea because like that festival really does dig deep into all of the resorts as well. It doesn't just stay home in Epcot. It really transfers everywhere.
Exactly. In fact, really, if you think about it, the Festival of the Holidays wasn't an Epcot festival. They really just kind of expanded it when they decided to make it the fourth festival and add food, the food carts and stuff. Then they made it an Epcot food festival. But up until then, it was a really, of all of them, it was a resort-wide festival. And so that's why I love it, the diversity of it. I really love it.
So, and Brad, you know me well. So my favorite is going to go to Festival of the Holidays, just because I love Christmas time. And before COVID, they used to do the Christmas stories from around the world. And each country used to have Santa Claus giving his story and the traditions of that country. And I just think that's really, really good and cultured. And I absolutely love it. I love the food booths. I love the theme. Chip and Dale, they took over, I think, the festival, in 2018? They started being the mascots. And I love those Disney characters. They're on all the merchandise. So Festival of the Holidays cannot be beat for me.
I love the Santa Claus. Was he in Norway? The one that was so funny? There's one of them. He was hilarious, and he was really a lot of fun. So yeah, those are fun.
Cool. Italy, Germany, and Norway ones. Those are the best. Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I've been there a few times, and I didn't even stop by to see that. I didn't even know that was a thing. I will definitely have to go check that out next year. Yeah,
I don't even know if they schedule times for them or if they just happen. But they're not front and center. You got to go into the pavilion and try to find them, but they're there.
They used to have them on a schedule, but they happen multiple times during the day, so you can check. But yeah, and each country, Alicia, gives you what they're doing is presenting their holiday, how they experience. So Santa Claus in Italy is very different. Like the one in Paris was Noel, and he was something Noel. I don't speak French, but Père he would Noel. Tell it. Yeah, and he would tell a story written by a child. about Christmas. That just make you cry. It was a phenomenal.
I bet you could spend, 3 weeks there just learning so much. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one hint for people out there. You cannot do all of them in one day. If you can, good luck. It's just hard. You got to almost spread them out and do, if you want to get them all, because they kind of happen, like Jake said, sporadically, catching them at the right time. But it is a cool part of the experience.
That's cool. Well, and on mine, I went a different route. So I've been to 3 of the different festivals, and my favorite one, maybe it's just my own personal memories and things like that, but I like the Festival of Arts that's going on currently, and it's coming up, and all the fun things that they do. And I like the decor of it, because it's not the decor necessarily that just Disney does. I think that every single person creates the decor. So when we walked in, the first thing they did that we found was they gave us a paintbrush, like to a 2-year-old. And they said, here, you get to go paint like this little spot, and you get to paint it blue. So we all painted this little, spots blue. And then by the end of the day, when we walked around, it was done. And it was this giant mural from everybody that came into Epcot that day, created a masterpiece for the event. And as you go around the whole entire way, there was artists and made from, I met some great people from like Florida and lots of other artists from different parts probably of the world. And they set up booths. Well, I feel like they bring in so much flair and artistry all around the whole entire, I wouldn't say universe, I guess world, the whole entire world of Epcot, to really bring a lot more flair to it than just what Disney brings even.
Oh, I agree. I agree, because Festival of the Arts is my favorite. We've been to Food and Wine and Festival of the Arts, and I feel like Food and Wine is so packed in, I don't see any theme or decor other than food booths and drink booths. And well, that's really fun, and I really like to do that. The Festival of the Arts, I just love all the touches all throughout Epcot. All the black construction walls with all the butterflies to stand in front of and have your picture taken in front of all the different butterflies. It's just so, it just adds so much, especially to a park that's under a lot of construction right now. I'm looking forward in February to getting to go and spend some time at Festival of the Arts and, doing all of that. Like Alicia, I love the big mural, and I love how in the morning it's like nothing. And then by the afternoon, it becomes something amazing. And I also, I agree that all the different artisans that are there, sharing their art and how much color and life that adds to the World Showcase, that's different and unusual that I wouldn't be able to see on an average Disney trip. I love being able to schedule my Disney trips to hit a festival time. That's just, to me, that's one of the joys of my DVC ownership.
It's interesting to me, kind of as a side note, I'm surprised. At first, I was surprised that nobody had picked Flower and Garden for theme and decor. But now I understand, because I guess Alicia and Marianne haven't been to Flower and Garden. Right. So maybe but the topiaries and you talked about butterflies. They got a giant room. I don't know what to call that thing. And it's just filled with butterflies. You walk inside and the butterflies will land on you. And if it's not too cold, if it's real cold that time of year, they're all hiding out. But Flower and Garden gets a honorable mention for theme of decor.
Absolutely.
Because that's really what it's about.
I can't go during that time, but it looks beautiful on paper.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the day I'm not a teacher.
Yeah.
And that going to Flower and Garden is feasible. So.
Yeah. So what do we have up next?
We got some comments in here from some folks, their favorites. Mark Koppel, Food and Wine and Festival of the Holidays are my favorite, but I have never done Festival of the Arts.
I haven't either, Mark. So.
And Rebecca saying that her favorite's Flower and Garden. She loved the Butterfly Garden. She's with you, Brad.
Yeah, it's cool. A cool experience.
Yep. And Dan's going all the way. Festival of the Holidays has the best decor, storytelling, from Santa Claus. You think he's on our team, Brad, we're not playing Force Doses, but he's on our team, and the entertainment is the best. Then Samuel is saying that he loves Festival of the Arts. I love all the Disney paintings and all the interactive photo ops and paintings you can do.
Yes.
Cool. Then Patricia is saying that she loves Festival of the Holidays. Also, the resorts and the parks are really nicely decorated and loves the candlelight processional. And then
we got
Justin saying that he loved Festival of the Arts today. The artist palette cookie was his daughter's favorite. She mixed so many colors with the included paintbrush and then licked the plate clean. And then we got our very own Gina saying Food and Wine is her favorite, and she loves the Eat to the Beat concert series. That is an awesome concert series. And then the Campbell Chronicle saying that they can't wait to check out the tail end of Festival of the Arts, and they're super excited about it. And last but not least, Amy Meeker Taylor saying, my husband is a chef and I gifted him a cooking demonstration class at Food and Wine 1 year.
That's really cool.
That would be cool.
They have a lot of good seminars during normal times, of course, at Food and Wine. I think they've got, 10 to 15 to choose from. And each has, some go as long as 2 hours, some are 30 minutes. Each
and
one.
Some amazing chefs that they're, and people that they bring in.
Yeah. Yep. So I think we got one more comment here that Dan says Festival of the Arts is his second favorite. Lots to see and watch them create. The giant mural, sidewalk chalk, and you can ride a bike and create art. And the photo opportunity is great. And the food is amazing. I think at all four festivals, the booths are just incredible.
Yeah.
So, and that just rounds us out for our comments.
Well, awesome. You know, we all love going to the festivals, but I think our favorite parts, probably for all of us, is all the food and all the different foods and the fact that they're little and we can eat at every single one of the food booths and try this and try that. So I just was curious to the audience out there, what's your favorite festival food item?
There's so many to choose from, too.
I know. So, hey, Brad, what's your favorite?
So I probably, you know, that's, and how do you pick that? There, you know, there's so many, it's crazy. But nope. When I really kicked it around, when I thought about it, I think the Flowering Garden, they do a spicy blackened shrimp with cheddar cheese grits. Anytime you slap cheese and grits together, I'm in, and shrimp on top of that. So, that's probably my favorite. But if I was going to give an honorary mention, can I sneak that one in?
You bet.
I think it's the Festival of the Holidays, Jake. Have you ever been back to France and gotten that chocolate roll cake?
I have seen it, but I have been too full by the time I get to that.
My gosh. It'll put you in a sugar coma. It is so good, though. It's got caramel in the middle, like caramel couche type caramel. And oh, man, that chocolate roll cake is really, really, really good.
Oh, I got to try that. That's definitely on my list for my December trip. But my favorite is actually from the Food and Wine Festival from the Canada Pavilion. I love the cheddar cheese soup with the pretzel roll on the side and also the filet mignon. Those two combined is just incredible. You dip that pretzel bread into the cheese soup with the bacon. It's all the noms. I love it. It's my favorite thing. And that's lunch for me. That you get the steak and the soup. That's lunch. You're good. And then keep going.
Here's the pro tip for all of you out there. If you've been struggling to afford Le Cellier, or you remember the years when you could never get in there, do what Jake just said. Have about three of the cheese soups, three of the filet mignons. Consider that you're done. You've been.
It's so good. I don't think you should go to Le Cellier anymore, because I can get the steak for $8 and just try it. Keep going around the world, and I have room for more.
Yeah, so, exactly.
The Canada booth. It's amazing.
I am going to back you up on that Canada booth, only because I'm so hard to feed because I'm gluten-free, dairy-free. And that's one of those booths that I can go to and be like, I can have steak. That one works. That's a good one. Now, I will say my favorite ones that I enjoy is going around to is finding the cookies and the cakes. And there's the cakes that they make are, okay, granted, most of them I can't eat, but I have a lot of children that will eat them. And they're just so beautiful. They do so many details and the little, you know, little flips of this and sprinkles of that. And they do such an amazing job. And I do love the cookie that's coming up right now. That looks so fun that you get to paint and decorate it. So it's kind of like when you go to Be Our Guest, where you get to paint and decorate there too. So it's kind of fun having those little create your own moments.
Well, I have to be really honest that for me, I pick the wrong thing almost every time. I go to a booth, I think it's going to be great, and I pick it and go, huh, this was not a good choice. Except for that cool cake you always see the pictures of on all of the media for Festival of the Arts, the cake that looks like the block painting that's the red and the yellow and the blue. And I love that cake. And they don't give you enough. They give you that one little thin slice. I need like five of them stacked up on each other.
Right.
Because that is really good. And good. I can have that and then go drink a margarita and then I'll be fine.
Yes.
So.
There's a lot more cocktails that are gluten-free, dairy-free. I tend to drink more than I eat. It sounds bad, but you all know me by now.
I'm a better mommy after I've had that margarita. Let's at be Disney. Honest.
Yeah.
That's why we go to festivals. Let's be real here. So, all right, let's see what the folks have in mind for their favorites. We got Gina saying the filet mignon from Canada, the brisket taco from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Food and Wine. I think that's another honorable mention for Brad.
That's a good one.
And then Holly saying the food at Festival of the Arts is so beautiful and so tasty. And I tell you, that is, if you want something that looks really good, like they put art into it, Festival of the Arts all the way for the visually appealing food. Mark Koppel saying, so once he had Food and Wine offering from Hawaii, Spam Hash and Pineapple Wine. That's an interesting mix.
I remember the Kahlua pork that they had there, but I never saw the Spam before.
That might have been new for this year. And then we got Rebecca saying the bao bun from Japan during Food and Wine, and the lava cake and brie bowl from France during Festival of the Arts.
In 16 days, that brie bowl is on my list. It is.
And by the way, the lava cake and brie bowl are two separate things, folks, in case you're wondering.
But that brie bowl is on my list.
Doesn't sound right.
I'm having that.
I'm going to go for that too when I go. That brie bowl, and I love brie. It sounds really good. So
it can't be bad.
No, it can't. And then Angela is saying the little funnel cake booth at the American Pavilion had the funnel cake with the maple ice cream topped with bacon. And Food and Wine 2018, she thinks it was one thing and she needs it back. So I assume they might have taken it away.
Darn it.
I mean, bacon on anything. Come on. Right.
Yeah.
Seriously. Right. Yum.
Yeah. And then skip one. We got Dan saying braised short rib from Germany during Festival of the Arts. Festival of the Arts. And I have not had that one before. That's another one that's going to be on my list. And Holly saying anything from Mexico is usually tasty, but I love the beef Wellington from the booth in the American Pavilion during Festival of the Arts last year.
Excellent. All those meats are such a good value too.
Yeah.
You know, between ribs and the beef Wellington and the filet, I mean, like you could have one of each, you know, and be like still under what one steak would be.
And a lot of them from the restaurants too. Like we said, La Cellier, it's the same exact cut of meat, the same type, just a little bit smaller, obviously, but it's the same.
I think I'm going to let all of these people make my menu up for me. And then maybe I won't pick so many bummers.
Then we got Amy saying that she had the bowl of brie at Festival of the Arts, and that was to die for. And she loved that there are so many vegetarian options and so many more than there used to be. So it sounds like that brie, really got to try it, us folks who are going to Festival of the Arts soon.
That's cool.
Justin saying the stuffed pepper and pork belly rocked at Festival of the Arts. Very cool. And Samuel saying the filet from Canada is heaven, but just give me a donut from Joffrey and I'm a happy camper.
Those donuts are huge.
That filet from Canada is it's something else, I tell you. And then Rebecca Ransom saying France's whole booth was amazing. You'll love it, Marianne.
Okay. I'm going to go that direction this time, not this direction.
That's what a lot of people do. They go this way. They go the wrong way. And then like Jake said, they're too full.
Yep. You know? Or you start in International Gateway and then you just kind of cut and then go around. Yep. Then a few more here. We got Justin saying the lemon and blood orange tart was amazing at World Showplace during Festival of the Arts.
I saw some video of that one that looked very interesting to me, and it may be one that I try. So I'm glad to hear it was amazing, because sometimes I think it looks really good and then I'm bummed out. So.
And then we got one more here. Mark's giving us some bonus content. You're saying
the bonus round
is from Disney Springs is good. That's another one.
Yes, like Alicia said.
Bacon at anything, seriously.
And then I thought that was our last one. We have a couple here that just slid in. Willie's saying that he loves the flavors of fire at Food and Wine, and that booth is a must. I have not been to that one yet. I think that's going to be on my list too. Y'all, I'm going to need like 2 to 3 years to get all of these checked off. So, and then the Impossible Sliders are tasty too. This is a great way for non-vegetarians to give fake meat a try.
Well, some people don't even notice. Like, you know, it's funny to me because sometimes I go out to eat and they think that, you know, gluten-free is or dairy free is, you know, vegan or vegetarian. And I'm like, no, I can eat meat. It's okay. So I've had it a few times. It's really not bad. So, but Disney does a very good job of knowing, you know, if you're vegetarian or vegan or things like that.
And then that pretty much rounds out our comments. And then now we have entertainment at the festivals. And this is my absolute favorite part of these festivals is the four big main stage shows that usually you either can do standby. And most of these actually have a dining package that is attached to them. So let's just go through them real quick. At Food and Wine, we have the Eat to the Beat concert series. That's kind of R&B and soul type of fun. Then you got Festival of the Arts. We got the Disney on Broadway concert series where performers from Broadway will actually come in and do songs from the Disney Broadway shows like Mary Poppins, The Lion King, Tarzan, a lot of these shows that were on Broadway and are no longer on Broadway. It's a great chance for you guys to see them. We got Flower and Garden has the Garden Rock series. And then Festival of the Holidays, of course, we have the longstanding Candlelight Processional, which is the star of the show over there. And for me, even though Festival of the Holidays is my favorite, Candlelight and Broadway series, they're neck and neck. I mean, I can't even choose between the two. But if I had to, Disney on Broadway just kind of beats Candlelight by a little bit just because I love Broadway and I love being able to see songs from the shows that are no longer on Broadway. Like I said, Mary Poppins, even though The Lion King's on Broadway, they still do songs from that, Frozen, and it's just a really good show. The dining package is great because you get a reserved spot and it's not as hard to get a reservation for as Candlelight because it's obviously less popular. And it's just great. I mean, to hear the music and the songs and the actors, a lot of these actors actually come from Broadway are Broadway alumni and they come in and they fly in for the show. And I think it's just so much fun. So what about you, Alicia?
That's pretty fun. So for mine, what I've dug in most deep is the Food and Wine, because they have like this long list and they usually post them way ahead of time. So I would dig and dig on the internet as I'm planning of going, okay, what day should I go to Epcot? Who can I see? Where can I go? You know, but I haven't really experienced it. So I don't know why by the time I get there, then we end up going on test track or something. So I would say the one that I tend to go do most though, and it's not necessarily a grand event, is at the arts festival, is that I always take a tour or an event. So, or like we took a painting class. So I think those are kind of events also that are presented, but more on a personal level. So we learned from Crystal Dombrowski how to paint upside down with our eyes closed. I mean, but it turned out well. I don't know. It looks like art somehow. So those kind of things that really were entertainment to our family, that was definitely, we're going to do it again, is to try and, you know, sign up for another class of some sort.
You know, and that's what I love about all four festivals is that there's the headline entertainment that everybody knows about and everybody goes to, but there's lots of other little entertainments throughout all the festivals. And besides just stopping to watch the entertainers in the different spots, you know, like at the front of as you walk right into the World Showplace, they have the aerialists or the people doing, you know, whatever at Festival of the Arts. They always have somebody, the guy that paints, you know, his painting, you know, to music and by the, you know, in just 5 minutes. And then you're like, whoa, how did that happen? You know, but my family's very favorite entertainment thing, we love those silly scavenger hunts. We go in, we buy our $77.99 map, and we love, and it helps us dig into each part of World Showcase just a little better, because you have to go find either Remy at Food and Wine or Figment at Festival of the Arts or the Bee or Chippendale. You have to really go and look for them. And so then we stumble upon other kinds of things that are going on that we wouldn't ever see if we didn't buy that map and we just did the loop. So I think sometimes that entertainment is a big part of it too, that we just often by people gets overlooked because it's not the big headliner.
And after those, do you get like a button or something after you're done?
There's usually some kind of cute little prize. And to be honest, what I do is I have them give me the prize when I buy the map, because, you know, by the time we're finished up, the park is closing and I've got tired, cranky people. So I have a backpack full of prizes that I dole out. So.
And I like, Marianne, let me just say this real quick. This year during Festival of the Holidays, since you didn't have, like you said, those headline entertainments, at the Holidays one, they had the cookie stroll where you get the jar and you get a cookie from each little spot. And then once you get all of them, you get one free one, and then you could buy the jar and put it in. And I think that was really a nice pivot, a nice change given the circumstances.
Well, and so, they're doing the same thing for Festival of the Arts. At the back of the book that they give you, you get stamps for five things. And if you buy all things from those five booths, you can go back and get a really special cookie that you can only get.
Color palette.
Really can cool you really eat these cookies? Because
$3 and you get all of them, and then you get a free one at the end. And I think it's a really
what
nice
a value.
And they're not Christmas party cookies. These are good cookies.
So Marianne, I've never done those on there. So where do you go to get that inside the park?
Why did you come in
into World Showcase?
Yeah. When you come into the World Showcase, those shops are right there. They always have them for sale there.
Okay, cool. They still give the passports for Food and Wine. I know they used to in the past. And you get
there is a passport for Festival of the Arts also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nice.
So that you can pick up.
So thinking about it, for me, it's I think Marianne nailed it. There's something for every one of those festivals that to experience, and there's great entertainment and such variety and so creative, but there just isn't anything quite like a candlelight processional for me. Listen, if you are having one of those Disney days where you have taken your children for the most expensive trip they've ever taken in their lives, and you've got three of them still in diapers, and you're about to shoot yourself and call it good. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You're just Disney can frustrate you and where you are, right? Here's the secret. Go during Christmas, and then as you're getting down to the close of your week, when you are just done, go to Candlelight Processional. And there's nothing quite like that whole experience to give you the true feeling and meaning of Christmas. That just, man, if that doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, your fire's gone out. I just love Candlelight Processional. To me, it's just so magical. Every time I get done with it, I feel like I'm in a warm blanket as I walk out of the park, because it's just such an amazing experience.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, not to miss.
It's hard for me to pick between that Candlelight and Broadway. It's just, they're both so good. So let's go ahead and see our comments here. And Gina is like the rest of us, can't choose. There's so many good ones. But she did meet Guy Fieri and Jet Tila at Food and Wine Festival. That's something pretty cool.
That would be cool.
And then Rebecca's saying, I love Candlelight Processional because she got to see her coworker friends in the choir.
Yeah, that's another part of that I didn't even mention. That's so cool because it's not just professional actors. It's Disney fans and people and your kids and family members.
It's cast members. It's, of course, the Voices of Liberty. And then you got local schools that come in and they're part of the choir as well. And I love it.
My good friend's son sang in it. Not this past year, but the year before. And it's just so special.
Yep. And then we've got Dan saying the Candlelight has a special place for his family. And this year they had the Voices of Liberty singing, which was great. And I can attest, I went to go see the Voices of Liberty about three times in my December trip because I just, it was just like Candlelight Processional, of course, on an abbreviated version given the circumstances. But it was nice to see that they still brought it back in some form, in some fashion. And then Patricia saying the Candlelight Processional gave her the goosebumps. Mm-hmm. A lot of us. And then she agrees with you there, Marianne, with the scavenger hunts, that they are great for all ages. And then Dan is saying the scavenger hunts are essential when you have kids. The Olaf hunt this year was a hit with our kids, and the cookie stroll. Yes, the famous cookie stroll that we were talking about. And that looks like that rounds us out for our comments this round. It looks like Candlelight Processional really was, people love that show. And I don't,
it should be. Yes.
It's incredible. It's in Walt Disney's world for it to be at Disneyland forever. And I'm hoping that means Disneyland as Disney World as well. And I love it.
Well, as we come around to the end, we're looking at what is our all around number one Uber favorite festival out there. So as I go through, it's a poll. I know I keep talking about, you know, my Festival of the Arts, and I think I'm still going to have to push ahead with that one. I look forward to it. I've had such great memories with it. I think it's creative. Even when I go not during the Festival of the Arts, I dig in and try and find like a, you know, how can I make this glass painting or things like that when I'm there. So I really, really look forward to the Festival of the Arts. I've became friends with a lot of the people who are entertainers, or I shouldn't call them entertainers. I guess there would be more educators, you know, on how to teach us how to be more creative and imaginative. And I love the Festival of the Arts for that. So hopefully, you know, more people will enjoy it as we come up here as well.
I think that Festival of the Arts will probably be my favorite, at least for a while, until we have a chance to retire and slow down and go back at the holidays, because the holiday one will eventually replace Festival of the Arts, just because my heart is drawn to that Christmas whole feel. But what I like about Festival of the Arts is that so far it's kind of the under the radar festival. It's not, I love Food and Wine. I had a great time at Food and Wine, but it felt wall to wall on a Wednesday afternoon. I can't even imagine what it's like on the weekends, how crazy crowded it is. And I like that Festival of the Arts, when I was there on a Saturday, yeah, it was a little busy, it was bustly, but it didn't have that wall-to-wall feel and gave you a chance to really enjoy everything that was there. There wasn't lines to wait in, and it wasn't just super crazy to do everything. So for me, I kind of like that underrated kind of secret festival. So Festival of the Arts is my favorite.
Well, I think it's probably a mystery to everybody. Since one festival has won every category, I think, well, didn't win the best food items. So, because I'm with you, those Christmas cookies are not, yeah, they're just not, I'm fine not getting in line for those. I'm good. But yeah, for sure. It's going to be Festival of the Holidays. I'm not sure anything could ever supplant it as my favorite, although you guys have really sold me on having a conversation with my wife now that the kids are gone and they're off to college and married, and so we can kind of go whenever we want. I think I really want to get out for Festival of the Arts.
I think you'd love it.
That sounds really like something I would enjoy.
Well, the other thing about Festival of the Arts, Brad, is it's really temperate weather-wise. Food sometimes is hot and sweaty still.
Yeah.
And the thing for me is, arts is beautiful.
It isn't just because of that. It isn't, we don't drink. And so food, it would be food and blank. So, but honestly, even if I did, for me, I have no interest to go back to Food and Wine, but you've nailed it. Why? It's great. The food's great. The stuff's great. But it's getting to the point now where that one's become so popular, so full, so hectic. It's like I go to the festival to relax and enjoy something different. And Food and Wine is just tense for me. It's just like there's too many people. And so I would much rather try any of the other three.
I think that's probably why they're spreading it out a bit. Like yeah, they're pushing
probably
it into
so.
The summer.
Yeah. But that would definitely be my favorite as Festival of the Holidays.
All right. For me, this one's so tough because entertainment wise, I give it to Festival of the Arts theming and, you know, theme and decor. I give it to Festival of the Holidays. So, but I think Festival of the Holidays just beats out Arts just a little bit, just because I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. I love seeing the Santa Clauses. I love seeing the cookie stroll, even though sometimes they're, some cookies are better than others. It's still fun to go around and collect them. And love the merchandise. It's just the music. Festival of the Holidays wins for me. Plus, Candlelight Processional is my second favorite entertainment option. So that's another reason why I got to give it the win. But let's see what our folks are thinking for their favorite. And I know this one was passed, but I really want to show this comment that you can't beat Candlelight because Holly and Dan sang in it. Oh, so wow. Always special to see it. And that is awesome. I don't know many people who got that chance. So that is definitely a cool opportunity. Gina is going with Food and Wine, but Festival of the Holidays is right there. And we got Kathy saying that she has to say Flower and Garden is her favorite because she can only go during her birthday month. So that's awesome. Then Samuel is saying Festival of the Arts. They go every year. And we got Amy Meeker Taylor saying that she has to go with Food and Wine because she has so many memories dating all the way back to 2004. Nice. And yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, in 2004, Food and Wine has that nostalgia for some people because Festival of the Arts did come later on in the game than Festival of the Holidays, even though Candlelight was always, it's always been there. They didn't brand it Festival of the Holidays till very recently. So I think that's another, it's just nostalgia there.
And especially by going since 2004, which is fantastic, she knows how to do it right. Right. I mean, like, you know, as a DVC member, yeah. You can stay in the right places. You can, you know when to go in, you know when to, you know, to not go in.
Right.
So that's a good longevity.
Hey, and talking about staying in the right places, we need to thank the DVC rental store because they can help you stay in the right places. If you need that 11-month window, you need to go to DVC rental store and rent those points. And you know what? If it's been a year where you just can't use your points, go ahead and rent your points out with them because they can help you. Because we all know that sometimes staying during those festival times is a little harder, especially Food and Wine. So if you get into trouble and you don't get a room booked where you want to be, Boardwalk, Beach Club, then go ahead and you can stay there even if there are no DVC rooms available. Rent your points, use the cash, stay in a cash room, and the DVC rental store can help you do that.
Nice. And they have a lot of confirmed reservations during those times of year. They're already booked. You don't even got to worry about availability.
Amen. And
it's awesome. So let's keep going through here. We got a couple more folks here. We got Dan that when you put together food, activities, entertainment, and unique experiences, I have to say Festival of the Arts edges out Festival of the Holidays. So it sounds like he's with me that both are neck and neck, but Arts kind of just won it for him.
And there are a lot of fun things to do at Festival of the Arts.
You can't go wrong with either Arts or Holidays. I mean, they're both just so magical.
I can't wait to do the bike one this year. We skipped it last year, but Katie's going to be with us this year. So I think we're going to make some bike spin art this year.
Yep. And then Jess is saying Flower and Garden is her favorite. We have been to that one the most. Love all the flowers everywhere. And I tell you, they are everywhere. There's a topiary at every corner of that park, all themed after some type of Disney character. And I think that's just, it's really cool. It's a good photo opportunity and I love it.
I can't wait to see Pooh Bear with his big net trying to, you know, catch all those butterflies.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of nice to see, guys, because the panel was split between the two festivals, but isn't it nice to see so many people talking about the other two festivals saying that they're their favorites. And I think love needs to go out to Flower and Garden. It doesn't get mentioned. And part of it is because it's off, but you know, you talked about Marianne, the weather, it's of all the times, crowds, weather, it is tough to beat Flower and Garden. It's beautiful. It's a great experience. But here's the thing, whichever fits your schedule, whether you're a school teacher that can't go to some of these or like Marianne or you're free to go to whatever you want, you love the arts, you love Christmas, there is something for you at Disney besides just the parks and the rides. And as DVC owners, we want to encourage each and every one of you to take advantage of those different opportunities that are there for you. Well, I think this is going to kind of wrap us up for tonight, everybody. We want to take a moment to just to say thank you to our Season 5 sponsors, DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, and Monera Financial. But we did want to make a shout out, a special thank you to DVC Rental Store. As Marianne mentioned a moment ago, they are the sponsors of tonight's broadcast. And DVC Rental is a great opportunity. As somebody who has owned since 2014, I can tell you, there's been almost as many years where I have rented out my points as when I've used my points, because there's times when I just can't take advantage of it. And it is nice to be able to create funds out of a timeshare that you don't use. Anybody ever owned a timeshare and it was the bane of your existence? Yeah. Well, I was one of those until I bought into DVC. It's a great experience. It's because of companies like DVC Rental Store. They can help you to find one. Like Jake said, they have reservations that are there already booked at a great price. You can get into State of Deluxe Resorts at such a reduced cost by using somebody else's points. They'll find you that perfect place, that perfect room that you've been dreaming about. And also, they can get you into Disney cruises and all kinds of different options through DVC Rental Store. So whether you own points or you don't, this is a place you'll want to connect to. So dvcrental.com. Well, on behalf of our entire team tonight, we want to thank all of you for joining us here. And we hope that each and every one of you will take advantage of all the different opportunities that Disney World has to offer. And besides just the parks, get out there and enjoy a festival. Pick one you like and go for it. Thanks, everybody.
Night, folks.
Good night, everybody. See you on Discord.
See you over at Discord. Yeah.
Come on over to Discord, everybody. All our Patreon members.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.